Frogcast. Another edition of the Frogcast is here. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you were here, Brett would offer you some Tia's.
They're delicious.
Which are just some, they're just chips, but they're branded as Tia's. They're kettle chips, but they're like Doritos.
Do you like some Tia's, Ben?
No, thank you so much. But thank all of you for...
They come with 100% less tour.
Oh?
Those less Tia's.
You're going to need a workshop that one.
Oh!
Yeah.
I just thought there was somebody's aunt.
Yeah, I know. Well, the spelling gets you.
This, of course, the Film Drunk Frogcast live from the Frog Quarters in San Francisco. This is your ear rapist, Ben. We have a full house tonight. Super blogger Vince is here.
That's me.
Superhuman Brendan.
I want some Tia's.
Maybe here. He's got some Tia's. Scoremaster Brett's in the house.
Boop.
And comedian friend Allison Stevenson's in the house.
Hello.
Dude, please don't do that.
Thank you for joining us.
These are good Tia's.
You're going to fucking... I'm going to kill myself if the people are chewing into the microphone.
What?
I came for the Tia's, but...
I'm fucking leaving if you're doing that. I can't handle it.
These are really good Tia's.
Stop that.
For those of you that don't know Vince, when he gets enraged... That's when he might murder somebody.
He usually has to do with speech impediments.
No, speech impediments and mouth noises fucking drive me insane. You know this about me.
So mouth noises.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, this is no secret, okay?
Slurping, like, yeah. I sat next to some lady at the coffee shop today who had, like, the snot sniffle in her nose. So basically she was like, you know when you let your smoke detector go without a battery and every 30 seconds it chirps? It was like that, but with like a snot-filled nose sniffle where she'd just be like...
She was making a boop sound, too?
Boop! And I you know, it was like not a very big coffee shop, but I had to actually get up and move to another seat because I was...
Did you at least give her a really, really bad look?
Yeah, or make a lot of harumphing while you were moving your laptop?
Then the espresso machine overflowed and she went, nee, 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 nee.
Did you walk right by her and make eye contact and just give her the dirtiest look?
No, but then he immediately
just fucking sneeze already.
Did you dump a scalding hot pot of coffee in her lap?
No, right over her head from the back.
Yeah. This is what you get for having a nose.
He gets a full cup of coffee, goes up behind her where she can't see, pours it right over the top of her head.
Breaks the mug afterwards.
That's what you get. This is what you get.
Mm.
Sometimes my eggs are undercooked and it makes me angry.
It's overcooked.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, it could be runny.
Vince specifically is always overcooked.
Oh.
They always
eggs. When you order, that's just a common thing at a restaurant.
It's a common thing that you complain about via the internet or text message.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny.
It is.
All right, so I was in Brett's hometown for a bachelor party or a wedding over the weekend, and I got I got like eggs Benedict or something, and it came and I didn't really care that much, but when she came by afterwards and she's like, is everything all right? And sometimes you get the eggs Benedict and they just cook it all the way through, so it's like a hard boiled egg,
like a flattened hard boiled egg.
Yeah, I'm just like when that happens, I'm like I don't feel that bad about sending it back because it's really easy to make a poached egg.
Fair, don't you just turn the plate upside down and dump all the food on the ground and then tap the back of the plate
and just start pissing on the?
I can really picture Vince.
Is there something wrong? And you just tip it over and you just tap the plate. There's no food on this plate. That's what's wrong.
Or I like the really slow. Is anything wrong? And then you look him in the eye and do a slow slide of all the food.
Simon?
Yeah, Simon from Frisky Dingo. Just slow slide. Don't do that. And then you just continue to slowly slide the food right off the table.
Yeah. I didn't do that. So she asked, is everything all right? And I was like, my yolk's kind of cooked through. And she just goes, ha! And then she just walked away. Like, she thought it was, like, really funny that I said that. No, this guy's hilarious.
That's funny. Hold on. I'm going to go
tell
the cook.
That's a good yolk.
Oh, I just got that. She tricked me into, like, a retroactive pun.
Let me go tell one of the other servers. She's going to like that one.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I was a little flattered that you texted me as if I were the manager of my hometown.
No, I was just saying...
People aren't doing stuff right here since you left.
I just thought it was funny because that's like something that would happen in my hometown. And I was like, oh, at least all people in small towns are kind of dumb.
No, the eggs actually suck. That's good. Anyway, let me know if you need anything else.
Yeah. Speaking of complaining, I almost got kicked out of a movie screening tonight.
In the middle or before it started?
Oh, before it started.
Okay. What dastardly deed did you...
All right, so Brendan's been there. They try to take your cell phone.
Yep.
They're really weird about it.
Yeah. And
really aggressive.
I'm not into that. So usually they just say, "Do you have your cell phone?" And I say, "No." And I continue and I walk in.
Don't you have a backpack with you?
Okay, so I had a backpack with me. That's how it started. And usually they ask to see my backpack, and I open it, and they check it, and they go, okay, go on in. But the guy sees my laptop in there, and he's like, oh, you can't bring a laptop in there. And I'm like, do you think I'm going to
just turn it around and FaceTime it?
I mean, you think I'm going to fucking wet?
Hold it up, say anything like John Cusack above your head?
Keyboard facing away, pointed with the whole screen lit up, so everyone in front of you.
You think I'm just going to broadcast your movie on Skype? Well, is that how this is going
to
work?
Sir, I don't know, but we have to take precaution.
Yeah. You don't really understand technology. You could have anything on there, some sort of robot that captures the film.
You're going to give the movie a virus.
Jeff Goldblum. We got Jeff Goldblum. Get him out of here. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm not giving you my computer. And then the publicist right there, she's like, oh, I can hold on to it. And so I was like, reluctantly, I'm like, oh, all right. I guess I'll, all right. So I see you after the film. All right, whatever. And I'm reviewing it for the Portland Mercury. So I'm like, well, I guess I can make $50 if I don't make a complaint about this or whatever. So I give her my laptop.
I don't know if I'd love to see the cost benefit analysis going on in his head at that point, where it's like $50 is probably just above his. If it was $40,
yeah,
he's
I would have been like
indignantly walking out.
I'd have been like, fuck it.
But
I'm
it's slightly above potentially losing his $1,500 laptop. Whereas it's like $50 seems good for that. It's in a backpack.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like 4 or 5 times the cost.
I gave it to the publicist. I felt all right about it. And then, so usually you tell them you don't have a cell phone to let you in. This guy had a fucking wand, like the TSA, where he's like metal detector wanding people. And I'm like, ah, crap. And now if I was smart, I would have put the phone in the backpack because they wouldn't.
Yeah, you're not smart, though.
I didn't realize there's going to be flashy wanding me. And he wands me and... beforehand, I put my keys in the same pocket as my phone, so when it beeped on my pocket, I could just be like, "Oh, it's my keys."
And then, but you took your keys out and put those in the backpack.
But then I took them out and he wanted me again, and my phone was still in there.
That is my metal penis, sir.
So I'm like, I didn't feel like coming up with any clever lines about.
I don't know what that is.
Shrapnel
but it's not
on
a
my
phone.
Thigh. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Definitely not a phone.
So I'm like, all right, I'll give my phone to the publicist. At least then I don't have to wait in the big stupid. Clusterfuck of a ticket, the phone check.
It's a reverse ticket line. Yeah. You've seen the movie, you paid the money, you're done, and now you have to wait in line to go home.
Well, but the best is I don't know if they're just fucking with people or they're just insanely stupid.
They're just dumb.
Yeah.
Like the guy. Like
maybe he was a new guy.
They gave the guy his one job was don't let people come in with phones, and he thought that he's protecting his convoy from IEDs or something. Like I'm gonna.
It's always weird when people take their job so seriously.
Yeah.
When it's such a meaningless job.
Exactly.
Not like us.
Like you're doing
my job's meaningless too, but I don't.
You're doing a bad job when you take it that seriously. Seriously, you're not supposed to take your job at that. You're not supposed to take that job that seriously. That's the only way you can do it really badly.
You'd be a horrible cell phone security guard.
Obviously, I would. So then I give it to the publicist. I come back and I'm like, all right. Like I lift my arm so he can wand me again, and he's like, "Where'd your cell phone go?" And I'm like, "I gave it to the publicist." And he's like, "What publicist?" I'm like, The fucking publicist over there. What are you talking about? He's like, go get her. I'm like, dude, are you fucking retarded? I'm not getting... just let me into the fucking movie. And he's like, bro, that's it. That's it. You're out. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, no, you can't go in. I'm like, all right, later, dick. And then we're having a shouty back and forth. I'm like, fuck you, man. I want to go to your stupid movie anyway. He's like, yeah, you fucked up, bro. You're not getting in here. One of those.
You don't get to see Judge Dredd.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Boom,
how about that?
Who. So then I go to get my stuff from the publicist, and she's like, what? You got kicked out? And, and then she went and got me back in. And there was the best is his whole forth.
Did you give him a good look when you went into the movie?
No, the best part is Lauren, corporate is going to hear about this.
Wait, that is his real job then. He's not an idiot. He's just an asshole.
So
if he knows about corporate,
he's like, Lauren, corporate's going to hear about this. And she's like, can you just let him in? He called me a dick. No, I'm not letting him in. He called me a dick.
So is this a 22-year-old guy who's trying to figure out his way in life? Is
no,
this a lifetime security
guard? No, this is a 36-year-old sort of lifer military-looking sort of guy, like short cropped beard. He looked like a bouncer at a fancier nightclub. Mm. Not very big though. Like he was like about my size, so it wasn't like maybe he wasn't getting the bouncer jobs at the nightclub. Mm. I don't know.
Those are quite lucrative.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, and then I got in, and then at a certain point in the movie, he like came back and like was just sort of standing near me while I was watching the movie, like he was going to catch me doing something else.
You should have pulled your cell phone out and just been like, hold on, this dick's standing here.
If I'd have had it, that
you wanted to catch you jerking off, probably.
Yeah,
you should have just talked into your hand.
I was eating a Subway sandwich, and I wasn't sure if he was going to try and kick me out for eating a Subway sandwich.
Sir, what kind of sandwich? Okay, you're good.
You should just start talking into the sandwich.
You should have held the sandwich up to your eye like you were filming for it.
Oh, that's like even better than a banana phone.
Yeah. A sandwich camera?
Sandwich cam.
Sandwich cam.
Dude, you fucked up. I'm sandwich camming this. Hey, do your worst, metal detector guy. I tricked you.
Well, especially if you looked over at him through the sandwich cam. You looked over at him, gave him a thumbs up, and then went back to the movie. What's up, bro? Got the sandwich cam in. Didn't detect that, did you? With your magical wand, dick.
And when I was getting the sandwich, there was like some drunk dude outside of the Subway, and he came in and like could barely make it in the door, like ran into the counter, and then barely handed the clerk a dollar for some of those baked Lay's.
Were they Tia's?
No, they were not Tia's.
Aww.
They don't have those at Subway. That's like an artisan chip. So he gets his baked Lay's and he opens them, but he can't open them. So he just like he does the thing where you just pull it really hard and right. The chips go everywhere.
it's like one of those poppers for New Year's.
Okay, so first he like passes out.
Wait,
against
what time was this?
This is at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh,
yeah. I live in a nice neighborhood.
Just after happy hour.
Yeah. I live in a really nice neighborhood. This guy was not at happy hour.
It was a two for one.
The Subway and Fillmore
Subway
Center.
Happy hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the saddest of
this
hours.
This was Fillmore and O'Farrell Subway. And
he'd been going for a solid 8 hours.
If he was at happy hour, there was no work before happy hour. There was, you know, I think every day is happy hour when you're unemployed.
He rolled the early morning bar into happy hour.
Yeah.
Your life is happy hour. It's a very long hour.
So he sort of passes out into the door frame outside of the Subway, like into the entrance of Subway, basically. And he tries to open his chips and they just go everywhere. And so he's grabbing chips off his chest and stuffing them in his mouth. And Bennett's outside. Tied to the parking meter while I'm ordering my sandwich.
Bennett's Vince's girlfriend.
Yeah, so she's out there.
Poop.
Yeah, she's out there, and I get my sandwich, and the whole time I'm just like, this guy's gonna be fucking with my dog when I get out of here, and I'm gonna have to deal with him. And I get out there, and I can see him through the window, and he's like doing a dance for the dog. I don't know exactly what he's doing. And then when I get out there, I'm untying him. And he's like, look behind you. Look behind you. He forgot something. And I'm like, what? And he forgot something. And there's a dollar bill behind the dog. And the guy fed my dog a dollar bill.
But he didn't need it.
I guess not. He didn't want that other bag of chips.
He wanted to feed it to a dog.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, you got enough. One baked Lay's is enough for him.
Yeah, not a big eater.
That's his...
It's like a weird reverse panhandle scheme.
Now you owe me $5.
Your dog owes me like $25.
Don't you know the hobo code?
He's in it for. It was a long con. We didn't get to the end of it.
I'm gonna see you here tomorrow, and your dog's gonna better pay up.
Look, I don't know if you know anything about science, but dog's gonna poop out a 20, and I want my share of that.
It's an investment.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's
good
what
ROI.
He believes. If a dog eats a dollar, it'll come out as a 20.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he just feeds dollar bills to dogs all over the city.
This is going
to
pay off.
I didn't like...
one of these times.
Did you read about... I remember it was Thailand, somewhere in Asia, where there was they stole the diamond, like $13,000 diamond. They thought the guy swallowed it, but he swallowed a fake. And they waited for him to poop it out, and they got it. Not a real diamond.
Did they let him go before they figured out that it was fake?
No. They held him. caught him and held him and waited for him to shit
just
out.
Just hugged the shit out of him.
But so there, was there a real diamond to begin with?
Yeah, but someone else has
so
it.
So who had it?
They don't know.
Someone else?
Yeah.
Some other butt.
Some other butt has the real diamond.
Wait, so was he just
but
a random guy?
Congratulations, but your diamond is in another
room. It was a ruse. There was someone else has the real diamond.
In their butt?
I don't know that they swallowed it or not, but he swallowed a fake diamond.
I probably would have.
Swallowed the real one?
Yeah.
Just to know what it would feel like?
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
In America, it's bling bling. Without here, it's bling
bling poop.
No one knows what that's a reference to.
Yeah, they do. Blood diamond.
Well,
but
now
it's adapted to
poop,
butt diamond.
Poop, yeah. Poop diamond.
Yeah.
Before we get too much further, I did want to say Chicago. Confirmed. We're coming.
Boom.
Yes.
Kickstarter will be up by the time you listen to this.
Starting them kicks.
Kickstarter my heart. Kick or something.
Starter. Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of different levels that you can help out from all the way down from a dollar just to get a live download.
Did you call one of them the snow level?
No, I didn't, but I can change it.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Which
to
one
do
you want to be the snow level?
The lowest one.
It's to be the snow
deepest,
level.
The deepest one.
Snow level. Okay, yeah. I'll change it to the snow level.
Thank you.
For Brett.
Bro.
Brett will draw you a paint.
The snow
paint you a
the deepest.
That's true. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
The snow level's the deepest.
I don't know the rest of the song. So
no one does.
Yeah.
But
I tried it one again, but I know.
Come on.
I'm trying to remember how the song goes before I can parody it. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
So 11-3, 11-4. So Saturday, Sunday in Chicago, Doc Films.
Evan. That's November 4th if you're from across the pond, because I know that would mean April 11th.
Oh, you're right. November 3rd, November 4th.
Where they do the things backwards?
If you're planning to travel from overseas, you're a super fan.
Yeah.
Very internationally thoughtful of you.
I know, right? Maybe it's going to be going down at 18 or 20 o'clock for those of you on the military.
Maybe you
clock
could be
system.
Like, yeah. Vince, maybe you could be like, I tried to hug my dad, yeah, I tried. The snow level's the deepest.
What? Why would you try to hug your dad, though?
Because remember his dad's like inside the vault in the bed?
Oh, wow. Oh, man. All right. I didn't know you were going that deep.
Wow.
That was the deepest.
Yeah, I didn't know this was going to be requiring, like, Inception lore.
Brendan, get out of the vault of my heart.
The pinwheel's in the safe, yeah.
You guys should consider doing, like, an Inception tribute band.
That's funny. There was actually a guy I follow on Twitter. Never met him in real life, but we were Google Reader friends back in the day when Google Reader existed.
Yeah,
and he had this like 6-tweet-long thing of "Are you strong enough to be my man?" But it incorporated like sharding and queefs and stuff. It was incredible.
Oh,
I won't try
I
to
can
do
see
it justice.
Why you're Google Reader friends.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
This was your best Google Reader friend.
Yeah. I miss Google Reader.
I still use it. I don't know what your problem is.
Well, they don't have the commenting and the community features anymore.
No, I never use that.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to finish up, if you are in the Midwest, Chicago area, or you can
or
just,
anywhere, just
yeah, if you can make it out there. Well, you don't even have to be out there. We've got T-shirts on there. Brett will paint a squirrel painting for you.
Two.
One is 4x4. One's 12x12.
Well, technically, we promised that he would draw them a painting.
Well, that's true.
That's magical.
True. Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
It's so much harder.
It's much harder.
Yeah. So you don't need to be in Chicago, but if you are in the area and want to join us, tickets are only $10, and you could come and see us live and in the flesh. Brett might even wear a mask or something.
I don't want you to see my face.
Brendan's going to be...
I'm going to do a live read, right?
Yeah. That's
if
one
someone,
of the things.
If someone buys it. Otherwise,
if someone buys it.
We're just going to take that as a moment of silence for all that could have been.
I'll use my live read material to berate the entire audience
yes.
for not buying
Shame them. Shame them.
I might buy it for $50 just to hear that.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, a whole bunch of different different levels you can help support it. So we'd appreciate your support. Check it out.
Vince will write you fanfic.
Yeah. Right.
It can be sexy fanfic.
You have to provide the subject of the fanfic, though.
Yeah.
So what do they need to provide? Subject and characters?
I don't know. I thought you set that up. What did you write on there?
I just wrote you'd write fanfic and they provide it and you write it.
Yeah, give me a couple of guidelines.
They probably have to be specific. For example, if they wanted you to do Twilight fanfic, you know all the characters intimately, so they wouldn't need to provide much detail.
What if
they wanted fanfic of them and their friends, they would probably.
So then the bird creature, he's all wearing a shirt, but then he takes the shirt off. He's very sweaty. The bird creature.
Have you? So I didn't. I haven't even watched most of the trailers, but I watched the new trailer for Breaking Dawn 8 or what part 8. It is so fucking ridiculous. Have you guys seen the trailer for the new Twilight?
How would I have seen that? I don't have TV. I'm not actively seeking that garbage out.
Well, it was just
play it.
You can see. No, it's not as much.
You can
of a,
see Bella tackle a cougar.
She, like, I thought it was over already.
The no, at, so they split the last, like the Harry Potter.
Oh, they Pottered it.
Wait, what?
Oh my god.
Is that a golden retriever?
Oh my god. What?
Is this where she's flying?
She tackled Air Bud.
She like flies. She flies through the air and tackles a cougar.
Holy shit. That's what I'm talking about.
God. Oh god damn.
Wait, is that like a cougar person or
no, it's
an
actual cougar. She's hunting. Because she's a vampire that doesn't eat people.
Oh, that's
she's
right.
All,
how do you get a gift tattooed
like
on your body?
She's like a vegan.
Do you think
vampire.
You do it around your waist like a kinetoscope? And then you just twirl. You twirl and she tackles the cougar till you die?
It wouldn't be vegan. So, I don't know. Brendan said she's a vegan vampire, but she just doesn't eat humans.
She can have dairy and fish sometimes.
She sucks the blood of wheatgrass.
She's gluten-free humans only.
Yeah.
By the way, I watched my girlfriend is now getting to True Blood, and I just can't really.
Yeah, I've never.
It's just
into
the
it.
Whole vampire thing. It's so lame. Just like it's everyone is so effeminate.
And everybody's got such a stupid, bad Southern accent.
Oh,
like,
I know it's awful.
Hey, what are you guys doing later?
I believe you have some good-looking arteries. Oh, there's so much of that show is devoted to just people going,
I'm just picturing it like Gone in the Wind.
He looks like when that guy's in Total Recall and his face is just sort of like getting contorting out in the
like when he gets pushed out of Mars.
Yeah.
Mars.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's more like.
That's it. That's
so
it.
Good. All right,
you got
yeah,
it. Nailed it.
Wow, you nailed it.
Wow,
that was really good.
Your eyes get that far out.
Yeah, I used to have a teacher that looked like that, so I got pretty good like impersonating.
That was
her.
Really good. I mean, your eyes were a good 6 inches away from your face. Yeah.
Thanks. I learned it from Looney Tunes.
It was almost Auga status.
Oh! And then the wolf, too.
But yeah, I just wanted to share that is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Great. I remember it from just a second ago, and that makes me hard.
And somehow they sinned against the vampire hordes by having a daughter.
I don't know. I mean, I literally know nothing about Twilight besides that the one dude doesn't wear a shirt. The other dude's annoying.
Doesn't wear a shirt.
No, the other dude wears a shirt, and then
sometimes.
And now
Mike Dexter's there sometimes.
I don't know who that is. And then Kristen Stewart now flies and tackles.
No,
cougars.
Mike Dexter is like one of the main vampires.
Isn't he in Green Day?
Amanda
in Green Day.
No. But
that does kind of make me want to watch the movie.
I would watch a movie made entirely of that gift playing for the length of a movie.
If it was a lot of her flying around tackling cougars, I'd be more excited.
Is that GIF available on the internet?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
How much money do I need to pay?
Who knows?
Because it's open-ended. I will pay whatever it takes to watch that forever.
I mean, she flies through the air and tackles a cougar.
Oh, the cougar just crumples like a bitch.
Well, she's learning her vampire ways.
Yeah.
She's very powerful now.
She's seeing what she hits.
The only vampire stuff I ever enjoyed were the Blade movies.
Not really.
Hey, didn't someone that I like direct Blade 2? Benicio del Toro directed Blade 2.
What?
Yeah. Blows your mind, right? That was an awful movie.
I thought it was it Blade? Yeah, it must have been Blade 2.
I think it was Blade 2 with those
one of the Blade
faces
movies.
Open up.
I watched Blackula one time in college when I was kind of drunk, and I liked it.
Relevant?
Well, Ben said there's no good vampire movies.
Ah, yeah.
No, I like that. There was actually a blaxploitation channel.
It was a movie channel, right?
Yeah, it was like in the 300s on Cox Cable.
Vaguely
yeah,
remember
second
that.
One, you're right.
Yeah, because they had all those really – They had all those movie channels
Guillermo
that were
del
not
Toro.
Premium, and they idiots.
I was just about to gloat for remembering something correctly.
I just didn't want someone to yell at us for not being fact checked.
It's the wrong bull.
Yeah.
Guillermo, not Benicio.
Oh, so yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Another thing I accidentally watched this weekend was the Married to Jonas. Have you ever seen any of that? It was on in the hotel.
Oh, yeah, your tweets really made me want to watch it.
It's like he's the most amazingly closeted man I've ever seen.
Who? I don't know what it is.
One of the Jonas Brothers. It's like about him.
It's the oldest one, right? I met all of them. You did?
I played softball against them.
No one.
Are you serious? Yeah.
This was on at the wedding.
Rock and Jock 2006.
No one. I wish that would have been fun.
I want them to be famous still. Like I don't know why they're not.
Well,
they
were
anymore.
A lot of fans. So this was a couple years ago. It was when we were doing the podcast. So it was
it was the first or second one.
Early on.
It was last year.
Yeah, it was early on. One of my good friends worked for.
I think it was one of like the first five, I'd say.
Well, we should definitely. I'll have our.
God, everyone, can we get that fact checker guy? Can we just pay him money to Skype him in and he'll just confirm or deny? Yeah. It doesn't even have to be true. We
fact check, go.
He can just have two buttons.
It's
red
Benicio,
and green.
Not Guillermo.
Fact checker, go.
Ben played in August of 1704
against the Redcoats
and Crispus Buttocks.
One of my friends, they needed some people for the corporate sponsor team that plays the Jonas Bros. The Jonas Bros were in town for a concert, and they like to they raise awareness. It was X the text, meaning don't text while you drive, Allison.
Because that raise awareness about.
That is dangerous, and that's how you get car crashes.
So I told everyone they were watching it at the wedding. Sunday. I told everyone that you had met them, and I said, Ben had met these wieners. And they go, Ben, no.
Like they didn't believe it? Or
even people who didn't know you. It was weird.
Wait, did you win? Did you lose?
Oh, no. They have a stack team, and they crushed us.
Oh.
They have so the Jonas Brothers are shockingly not awesome at sports. But they had like four ringers on their team that just hit home runs every time.
They had Frank Thomas. He hit the eight ball over the left center field fence for eight runs.
And then Barry Bonds hit the gold one. And
Bill Bellamy came in and just wrecked shop.
He told me, like, oh, he asked for your information from me. And I was like, he did that because he knew that I wasn't going to give it to him, probably. Danielle definitely was not into giving out her number, so...
Oh, it's
what are we listening to?
It was about the girl. I thought they were going to have a clip of
the twist ending.
Jonas
but why is he a closet gay necessarily? Like what?
You've just seen him talk. He's just fabulous.
Which one?
Gay.
The oldest one?
Yeah.
There's Joe.
I just thought that was because he was Christian.
Well,
same difference.
Yeah.
He's got a Jesus dildo in his butt.
He's like straight Dave from the Bruno movie.
He is exactly like that.
They are all big fans of Nick, and I don't think he's the oldest, though.
He's
the young one. That's like
Nick
the one with
the
talent, right?
He's the one with the diabetes.
Ah.
Diabetes?
Yeah, diabetes.
The twist ending.
Everyone come with their own pronunciation. Go.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
What's good for Wilford Brimley is good for me.
The twist ending of the show is that they're all incredibly boring.
Yeah, shocking.
Are you sure that's not the twist beginning?
There's no such thing, dude. Look,
this guy's got a cross in his butt.
Wait, so it's one of the it's the oldest Jonas, and it's the person that married her,
Kevin,
married him.
I see it. They can't hear it.
And it's a documentary about that.
Yes,
and it was
just it's like.
Would you recommend it?
No, it's like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but one of them's a Jonas.
Oh, I hate that show.
Do the TechCrunch thing. I want to hear that.
Oh, right.
By the way, I watched some of Bruno. I'd seen it before, but I watched the end of it. I think last week. And as a whole, the movie was just so-so, but the whole end part with Straight Dave was so amazing, where they start making out in the MMA ring, and everyone's like throwing all the shit at him.
The crowd was freaking out. That was so funny.
The thing with the penis where it was like talking and stuff, and it was like
the camera went into
the urethra. That was great.
I still think one of his best moments was singing the fake Kazakhstan national anthem, where the horse randomly falls down. Like, how often do horses just fall down?
Yeah. He just sings like, for like 5 minutes.
The ultimate reaction shot. Yeah. There's like a dog covering his eyes, but there's like a cowboy that falls off his horse in the background.
The horse falls to the ground.
Yeah.
Like, horses don't just fall to their side very often. Anyway.
All right, so we've had this thing. We've talked about it before, but we love the corporate jargon speak. Brendan was a master at reading emails from pitch emails from the technology companies where you're not exactly sure what the hell they even do. But they're really good at writing complicated emails.
Yeah, it was like a 500-word email, and I still have no idea what. Yeah,
what it was saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
So on that subject, we've got some overheard at TechCrunch.
So TechCrunch, I actually don't
TechCrunch
know.
TechCrunch is a VC, Silicon Valley. Thanks, asshole.
Thank you, too.
Wholly owned subsidiary of AOL.
He just winged the bottle cap from my own beer at me.
And now he's digging way deep in his ass. Sorry. Oh, he's getting in there.
Get swampy butt.
And just for everyone listening, there's 0% chance Vince ever goes and looks for that bottle cap.
Yeah,
anyway, no, proceed.
It's in Ben's house forever. The Disrupt is their conference and hackathon, which is where they get people to do stuff for them unpaid. That's generally what a hackathon is. If anyone ever offers a hackathon at your job, it's usually, hey, why don't you hang out on the weekend, and for the price of pizza, we'll get you to work.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've done that before.
I do not participate in hackathons.
Did you ever get tricked into a hackathon?
No. Why would I? That's dumb.
Okay.
One time, my work had a hackathon, and one of the engineers wanted to take a nap, but the floor was too crowded, so he climbed up to the roof, and he like wrapped himself up in his North Face jacket and slept. And there's a hotel across the street, and someone looked down and thought it was a dead body on the roof, and they called the cops.
And did they go? The cops wake him up?
Yeah.
Sir? Oh, it's okay. He's not dead.
Right.
Not dead.
Yeah.
It's just a nap-a-thon.
Was it a black, like a big black puffy jacket?
Did they think
it was a body bag?
No, he was just sort of wrapped up in it, so it probably looked like a hastily dumped body. He was because
who doesn't
he wears
a body
it,
on the roof.
Because there was actually pictures of him not sleeping on the roof, but in a corner somewhere, because the engineers had set up a bunch of Four Loko cans, and so he had wrapped himself. It was a big North Face ski jacket.
He's probably an IT guy. So he probably looks a bit disheveled. You know.
Oh yeah, he's an Indian guy with long hair and a beard.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What? So you have to be there the whole weekend? Like you can't go home?
Ours is a little bit different.
You just can't.
You're not allowed to go home.
Ours was more, it's not the lock-in type thing. It was more, we're not going to work on necessarily work-related stuff for 48 hours. We're just going to do fun projects. And it's a creative outlet type thing.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Everyone has different ones. So.
So here's actual things that came out of human mouths at day one of TechCrunch's Disrupt SF conference. Swimming in the social stream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crowdsourcing app discovery platform.
Yeah.
Wow.
How does that even work?
You discover other apps that crowdsource.
App discovery platform.
No, okay. You make other people discover apps for you.
Has anyone tried? Has anyone tried clown sourcing?
I would be into clown sourcing.
No. See, the trick. The trick is,
I
doesn't work at all.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't clown source?
No, they're not. They're not taking any of it seriously.
Hey, what's your opinion on this?
Oh, 1,000 upvotes. Your karma is through the roof.
Can you talk about getting conceptual liftoff?
Oh, I don't know. Can you?
That sounds dirty.
May you? It is may you.
Oh, yes.
You can, but you may not.
Now let's talk about disrupting the disruptors.
Ooh.
I think that's just conforming.
Putting the system on trial.
Yeah, whoever's disrupting, let's get them to stop.
That guy was actually in the Gestapo.
We're iterating our butts off, dude.
What does that mean?
I like that.
Looks like.
Wait, what the? All right, seriously, though, what does that mean?
So an iteration is the time from when you observe when you get data to when you can process it, act on it, and then put something else back out there and get new data. That's an iteration. That's earnest.
It could be something.
That's actually what that is. There's no joke there.
Right. But as far as.
You lost me.
Vince, as far as you're concerned, it could be as simple as moving the suggested stories or whatever that is at the top to the bottom or something like that. Or,
maybe you just stop writing garbage. And then you see how well, that works.
Maybe
out.
Try fucking writing something funny for once. That's iterating right there.
And then when you get comments on that, that's an iteration.
Mm. Okay.
Looks like it's searching for a use case.
Okay.
We're all about glocal right now.
Wow, glocal. That's amazing. What does that even mean?
Global
that
local?
That necessarily global doesn't local mean anything. It's two things that are the opposite that you stuck together. It's like a, an oxymoron. It's like no, a portmanteau and
but it
and an
negates
oxymoron
itself.
Yeah,
exactly.
It kills.
Port mom moron?
Yeah, it's a port moron.
A port moron.
Port Moron is the lost colony next to Roanoke.
That was really
it's like
good
small and huge. It's smooge.
We're all about glocal.
Dude,
right
we're
now
all about smooge. We got smooge from A to Z, you know? The iterations.
From Az?
Yeah.
I had a really funny meeting one time with the top, with the head of sales in my company, and he was basically explaining to me how he thinks it's funny that he sits in these meetings and he doesn't know anything about any of the technology. He's just a career sales guy. So there's all these really intelligent people talking about the tech side of things. And he says he just has to focus really hard on not laughing when they talk about search sharding, because like shard is a search term. It's something.
Yeah.
They have to like reduce sharding. And so he has to like.
Everyone wants to reduce sharding. There's not a human on the planet that doesn't want to reduce sharding.
Right.
That's like trying to listen to football commentators when you're thinking about sex, because like everything in football is completely sexual.
Yeah, it's the most homoerotic sport.
Yeah,
on the planet,
especially when you're jerking off.
Hey, dude, you know why Brett's mom's just like a goal line defense?
Why?
She normally has 8 men in the box.
I didn't like that.
I'm glad. I can't believe you encouraged me on that one.
But yeah, I mean, I liked your delivery. Okay. There was a lot of heart in that delivery. Yeah,
there was.
Though, really, I mean, if you're at the goal line, you probably got 9.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Maybe 2 corners, depending on their formation.
Okay.
All right. Well, Vince, collaborative consumption is truly a revolution.
Wow.
What's collaborative consumption? I work in tech, and I don't know what any of this means.
It's in Lady and the Tramp when they're eating that noodle. Collaborative consumption. And then there's love. That love is a revolution, just like that guy from the Beatles.
Why would I'm surprised a corporation is supporting a revolution of any kind.
No, it's collaborative consumption, not corporate collaborative.
Okay. But this, okay.
That would be corporate collaborative consumption.
Disrupt delusion. No, I got nothing.
Corporate lumption.
A glocal revolution.
This is really good. So, Brett, today.
It's a supply side and demand side, so it's actually supplanned.
Ooh, nice.
Nice work, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We should just go to this
We're
and just
go
start
glocal on the supplant side.
Hey, why are you wasting your time at that bullshit dead-end middle management job? You got CEO inside of you.
You at least have.
You know what? Fire all your workers. Come talk to me.
You looking for a job?
I might.
Vince.
What?
Vince. You,
by the way,
yes and.
By the way, I looked up glocal on Google, and the first Wikipedia entry is glocalization. And and there's a warning at the top saying this needs to be wikified to meet Wikipedia's quality standards.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude. The douche quotient may be way too high for anyone to actually read that. It just burns your eyes right out of their sockets.
I like this one a lot. You did one of the great pivots of all time.
That's just a dance term.
No, or basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah,
basketball.
But they're not referring to either one.
What are they?
So I don't even
know. Well, I love the idea of the pivot, and it's somewhat celebrated within the culture of technology. But if you got it right the first time, you'd have never had to pivot. So it's sort of a what do you call it? I don't know.
Backhanded. It's a.
Is it a
you're trying to
victory
polish a turd, basically?
Yeah.
Is it a pyrrhic victory?
Pyrrhic victory is where you win, but your army's dead.
Yes.
Any more victories like that will end the war in their favor. Yeah.
What else we got?
We got one more. This one's pretty good too. You know, Brett, we don't measure. We don't measure our success by financial results.
Fuck no, it's amount of disruption.
No, it's how amount you disrupt the disruptors during the glocal conference.
How much have you glocalized?
No, now tell me about your glocal plan.
On a scale of 1 to your butts off, how much are you iterating?
How much are you iterating the glocalization of your app? Yeah, so.
Well, we crowdsourced it, so.
My name is Joe Kramer, and I'm a massage instructor. With this self-anal massage, you can reclaim an important part of yourself. You know little babies enjoy their assholes. When you were very young, you had no shame. You certainly didn't carry tension in your sphincter muscles. We were taught that there are places on our body that we should avoid, and the asshole is at the top of the list. What is
it
the
is?
Purpose of this
anal Wait, hold on,
taboo?
Hold on, pause.
Break the taboo.
It's number one? That's number one.
Well, it's a place you're not supposed to...
I don't think you should reach into your lungs.
That's number two. That's number two. But so butthole's number one. I just, okay, good to know. I'm taking
see
notes.
What happens.
I'm taking notes.
Remember, till I was 30 years old, I hated my asshole. Had nonstop inflamed hemorrhoids. Not fun. Even had surgery on my asshole. Breathing techniques demonstrated in this video, I have relaxed and healed my asshole. I have a whole
Credit
new relationship.
He makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. He's talking about your most sacred place, which is the butt.
You know who that is, Brendan?
Who?
That's Christmas Buttocks.
The day, good thing they shot him in the Boston Massacre.
The day I turned 30, I started a special relationship with my asshole. Ever since then.
Is this real?
Yeah.
We're
watched up until he demonstrates the breathing techniques, and then I had to turn it off.
This is about as far as I got because I was just crying laughing.
Like, he calls it asshole.
I know,
like,
that's my favorite part. He's the gynecologist that keeps talking about your cunt.
He's got a weird affectation, too. He goes,
let's check this
asshole.
Hoo-ha out. Yeah.
Can I see your... How's your pussy? if you could just spread your pussy, I'm going to get right in there and look at your pussy.
Dive right in.
Want me to put one in the stink?
Babies love their pussies.
Yeah. I'm just going to put my pinky in your asshole, okay? I'm going to go two fingers in your pussy, one finger in the asshole. That's called two in the pink, one in the stink. Okay?
Remember, it's for science.
Let me give you a little...
Now, this is totally professional, okay? Okay, relax.
So basically, you have some epidemiosis in your lining there. Basically, your pussy is kind of it's just kind of eh. Your pussy is upset. In layman's terms, some people
it's sad. Yeah. It's sad. You have a sad pussy.
Hey, that's a real problem. Okay.
Dude, women don't fucking joke.
I have
about
a sad
that.
Pussy. Shut up.
My pussy's depressed. Okay. It's getting therapy.
With that part of my body, and I wish the same for you. You spend 10 hours in the next month practicing self-anal massage and anal
Ten
breathing.
10 hours a month? That's you a lot.
It's like an internship right there.
A self-anal massage internship.
Oh, God. If you could intern...
Imagine putting that on your resume.
Oh, it's just byline, interned in my own butthole.
Objective, become friends with my asshole.
I had a summer internship with my own butt. Went pretty well. 10 hours a month. Not bad. You know, well.
I have a letter of recommendation. Bad news, it's from my asshole.
Good news, it's a great recommendation.
It speaks glowingly of me.
It's just a smear down a really nice piece of resume paper.
It's like the really it's
looks like a check mark.
Yeah, where they've got the visible fiber.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it. It's got some watermarks in it.
It's got the watermark.
And it's just a smear straight down.
It's a doo-doo mark.
It's unbleached. Unbleached fiber. It's got that nice beige.
Yeah, do people still hand in resumes? Isn't that all done by robots now?
I have no idea.
None of us have had jobs in a while.
No, I still get paper resumes.
Do you frown on that?
He wipes his butt on him.
Yeah.
Wipes his butt on him and he sends him back.
He invites him in for an interview and sets it on the table and then just scoots across the table.
You're like a dog.
at them, crotch first, just crab walks across the table.
He says no words and he leaves the room while looking at them the whole time. And then closes the door.
It's just like fight
club. Here on the internet, we use technology. Click.
You can't be in Fight Club if you get upset about him butt scooting on your resume.
How do you do? How do you do? Hey, you passed the first test really well.
Yeah. You're too fat for this job. Butt scoot.
You're too blonde.
Yeah.
So where did you find that guy? That doesn't sound like that was a new clip.
Believe it or not,
Joe found it.
Yeah,
right?
Believe it or not, Joe found that clip.
Is that Joe?
It could be. Could be. I've Pretty got sure in contact with someone who interviewed
Googled anal massage.
It could be. I found someone who interviewed that guy. I'm trying to get in touch with her. So, anywho,
that's good to know.
Yeah, I thought we talked to our guest maybe.
Allison, hello there.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for joining us.
I'm totally cool if we want to keep going.
No.
With the anal massage?
On the anal massage.
He actually gives techniques later.
I feel like Allison's been very, very powerful this time. I feel like last time we might have stepped on you a little bit, and I felt bad about that, but
you're
fucking rocking it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Why are you moving? You're moving, aren't you?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know anymore?
I don't know. I was supposed to, and then...
Where were you supposed to move?
Back to L.A.
You.
I know.
Where
that's the thing. I
hate
L.A.
Which part of Los Angeles?
I'm from the Valley.
Ooh, that's not Los Angeles.
Right.
FYI.
Well, you know, it's like a 20-minute drive.
No, I mean, I have relatives in Northridge. I know it.
It's shit.
Yeah, it's a big pile of hot poop.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
and
very
I
hot.
Don't want to be in it.
When you say the Valley, what towns is that again?
So that's like Northridge, Encino.
Tarzana.
Right. Van Nuys. It's north of... The 101.
Okay, right. And then there's, yeah, okay.
There's a lot of, it's a massive, flat suburb land.
Bunch of little towns.
It's
there.
All, it's a huge.
Malls everywhere.
I was trying to remember some of the names. And
fact
like,
checker says
remember.
It's part of L.A. Move on.
Well, it is part of L.A. County.
Right.
Which is a massive, that's what the 25 million people count up or whatever. But it's. Or whatever it is, 20 million people.
Something like that, yeah.
But it's north of Santa Monica sort of area. So if you go up and over the 101.
Geography! Yeah.
I don't even know this.
Let me show you on the map. Stuff. Here you go. If you move left.
Well, it's if you ever visit there in the summer, it's like 101 degrees.
Yep.
And it's just a massive grid of those four to six lane streets with strip malls everywhere. So it's just millions of strip malls and sometimes big malls. Sometimes
huge. I live right by a big one, yeah.
I mean,
Northridge?
Topanga.
Oh, boom.
Yeah.
It's nice not to be depressed by it on a daily basis, but coming from the city, it feels really convenient when you can just drive from strip mall to strip mall and like park in front of wherever you're going and just like get 50 things and load them in your car and go back to your house.
Yeah, I do miss.
What?
Strip malls are really gross.
I agree, but I'm just saying they're very convenient. If you don't have to deal with them as a aesthetic.
So is buying
like
dog
every
food
day.
And then eating it instead of cooking a meal.
Not true.
It is. You just pop the can.
Because you got to buy stuff every
now
and then.
Scoop it out with your fingers.
All right.
Like the road warrior.
All right, Allison. So what's making you potentially leave San Francisco?
I'm out of money.
That money stuff.
Yeah, it's all that
What's
money stuff.
What's the deal with the
but
money stuff?
But I kind of just got a job, so I'm like, oh, maybe I have money now.
Oh, you got a job.
Well, yeah. For two days a week. It's no
big. What's the job?
It's anal, it's a self-anal massage.
You guys don't want to know what it is.
Paper resume?
No. Referral. Hey.
Nice.
Hey. I'm working with E-Bombs World.
Oh, wow.
Twice a week.
They're up here?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not
And they pay you in money.
In 2 weeks, they pay me in like fart videos.
What do you do? Do you find the best fart videos?
Extensively watermarked.
I just like pretend. I like pretend to like write crap, but okay. It's like it's not great.
Cool.
I mean, it's great. Sorry, I might be fucking it up now, aren't I? Yeah.
It's gonna be the best thing ever.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to write better content now from like on my own from my own perspective. I don't think it's my best work, but I'm gonna do better.
You will improve, and in turn, they will improve.
Yeah,
It'll
I thought it was
site better.
I thought it was bad, like when we graduated college. I was like, man, this sucks trying to get a job out of college now. Holy shit! It's
gotta
be
so much worse.
It turns
out it always sucks to look for a job.
Yeah, but I feel like now is way worse than it has been in
a
long
time.
It's pretty
bad. Well, when I graduated the first fall, it was 9/11 yesterday. It was the real 9/11, like right after I graduated. So that was fun. When the world's ending.
You're super old.
I'm so old. And I graduated college, I was 60.
Oddly enough.
What do your balls look like?
Oh, down to my kneecaps. You have no idea.
So I thought we'd try something new. Instead of just asking you about you, I thought we'd get to know you and through...
Are we going
to
ask her about
through
us?
Through movies? Yeah, exactly.
What do I think of all of you?
Yeah.
What's my backstory?
We're going to play what the hell's the game? Not the newlywed game, the other one where they pick, where the guys are like behind the... Oh, dating game. Where they ask them questions and then she has to pick.
Are those different?
Anyway, this went horribly wrong.
You wanted to play a game called something like, this happens in movies, but it doesn't happen in real life.
No, I was just going to ask her a few different types. That was going to be the end one.
Oh, we're doing that later.
That was going to be later. But no, we'll go with that. Let's just go with that.
It's okay. We can do that later.
It's like, let's make a deal or something, isn't it?
Was that an actual theme song?
Yeah.
It sounded like one.
I just went along with the...
That sounded like an improv...
No.
News Team Assemble.
No, Family Feud is...
Do you guys know $20,000 Pyramid?
No.
I never watched that.
Really? It's like Taboo.
All right, so since Ben said it, we were going to talk about movie cliches that always happen in movies but never in real life.
Yeah.
Did you think of any?
Yeah, I did.
So what spurred this? Just were you thinking about it, or you just thought...
No, it was my idea.
You thought it... I don't even know this chick.
Yeah.
And if I did, I could tell she has bad ideas, whatever.
No, I'm always open to ideas. I rarely have any, so...
So what inspired you to say?
I don't know. Actually, I was just thinking of different, because I was trying to think of categories of movies that I could movie stories that I could ask her about. Like I was going to say, movies that made you this or movies that made you that, and sort of get to know
into what happens in
but
movies.
But then I just thought of that. I don't know. This is really boring.
Movies that made you ejaculate into a Hot Pocket and save it for an unsuspecting house guest.
Yeah.
Pretty much most
Black
movies.
Hawk Down.
She's good at this game.
Right? Right?
Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Oh, man.
Oh, Mandolin.
What happened to that?
It was definitely billed.
Nobody ever talks.
It was definitely
that.
Billed as Oscar bait. And
yeah,
it was a total bomb.
That was our third choice for the Chicago broadcast.
Like, yeah, my mom was like, "That movie was terrible." Nick Cage. I don't know what he must have just mailed it in. It was just that is like a scathing critique from my mom.
Is she someone that likes pretty much every movie?
Yeah, I mean, as long as there's not any gratuitous violence or anything like that. Yeah,
she would not like Dread.
Okay.
Do not take
her
to see Dread.
Let her know that, Brendan.
Noted.
Mm-hmm. So you must have come up with something.
I was asking Allison. Oh.
I did.
So you wanted to give the whole backstory on the game. I just wanted to play the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't know you were so defensive about it, but anyway, proceed.
Okay. Well, yeah, actually, it was like kind of perfect because there is something I always think about that always happens in movies, and it's like when I'm doing a show... Like at a bar that's really noisy. Because, like, in every movie, if someone just says something really random, like, you know, like, my dick is wet, like, and you're like in a crowded bar, like, there's like a record scratch or something, and everyone just stops.
That doesn't happen to you in real life?
No, never. Like, I'll be on stage.
Every time for me. Every time.
Really? Every time you say your dick is wet?
I mean, it's at least 3-4 times a day.
It never happens.
Sometimes. Birds fly off the power lines. I said this aloud.
To be fair, Ben's dick is on the record player. So,
and it's wet.
Yeah. Sopping. Yeah.
So they go hand in hand.
Anyway, maybe it's a unique situation. Proceed.
Like always in movies, it's like someone says something and the whole club or bar just stops and stares at them.
Yeah. The old record scratch moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen in real life.
Well, a lot of times it's not even necessarily someone saying something. It's just someone entering a party or a club.
Yeah.
And then the music stops and everyone turns around.
Or a dog wearing glasses. And they lift the glasses up.
They also do the opposite a lot of times where two people will be having like this blowout fight where they're just screaming at each other. And then everybody else in the bar is just sort of like fake talking in the background.
Yeah.
I'm sort of similar to that is the people that don't like each other and they're yelling at each other and they've never hooked up and then they just start making out.
Oh, yeah, the spontaneous make out.
Whoa. I've seen that happen in real life, I swear to God.
What?
Were you involved?
No, it was at the wedding. It was the reason the wedding just happened.
What?
Yeah. They were yelling at each other and then, like, one of them turns and then turns back around and then they're just fucking going at it.
Yeah, I could see that happening with
Sando. Were they being filmed?
Yeah.
Swear to God, it was straight out of.
If it was anybody else, it wouldn't be believable. But yeah, Sando, yes, I could totally see that.
They were separately two of the craziest people we knew, and then they met each other,
and were perfect for each other.
Yeah,
I don't often see people break out into a choreographed song in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
I sort of like the '80s trope of the slice of pizza on the record player to signify the crazy
great
party.
Oh yeah, or like the dog that has like a lampshade or something like comical over its head.
Yeah, but only a single slice of pizza. Yeah.
Right,
there's always
slice
a single
pizza.
Slice of pizza. Also, I don't think anyone could order pizza in the '80s without someone being like, "Do you want anchovies on it?" And someone would be like, "Bleh!" Or like, there's always a fucking anchovy joke. In the
a lot of anchovy jokes.
Have you ever? I like anchovies in situations. Have you ever had an anchovy pizza?
No.
Yeah.
So they just put the whole
I've been
whole
curious.
Anchovy
I,
right
I,
on the pizza.
I kinda wanna,
my dad loves anchovies, so I've had pizza
what,
with
what
anchovies.
What else do you get? Is it doesn't good? Seem like that goes with that at
he
all.
He gets like the crazy supreme with everything on it. That so it's just got.
But you can't
all sorts
taste anything
shit.
But the bell peppers on the supreme.
You can taste the anchovies. It's really strong.
It's to get the taste of bell pepper out.
Yeah, it's too strong. It's really salty and briny. And
I like salty, briny things, but not fishy.
It's salty, briny, and fishy. I like salty, briny stuff as well, but it's a little too fishy.
Yeah.
So
I could see that.
Not down.
You know what struck me? I was watching Die Hard last weekend, and the thing that struck me, and this is – probably a million comedians have done this joke before, but the firing of the guns without reloading, watching it now, I was struck by the egregiosity of it.
Yeah. There's also...
They're firing for like 20 seconds straight and never reloading.
Yeah. I think there was a Reddit thread about this, and one of the things was when you run out of bullets or you run out of ammo, you just throw the gun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to need this again.
Yeah. You have no chance of finding another clip somewhere. Yeah.
Well, it's also, you know, you'll just find a whole other gun with ammo.
Yeah.
So that's usually what happens.
Don't explain it.
Damn it. Well, in Die Hard 2, or Die Hard films, especially the first one, doesn't often happen where there's the trapped guy is then best friends with the random police officer. Like, right. I believe in you, sir.
Yeah.
I believe.
The cheering.
Right.
And then at some point they like lay down their life for the, you don't even know this guy. You're like, I'm just a minor character. Fuck it. I'll kill myself for you.
Yeah.
There's so much committing suicide for other people in movies. And I feel like that doesn't happen all that often.
I had forgotten how dark it was when they brought the FBI guys in and they were total assholes. And then they just blew them up. And I was like, well, I get they're assholes, but that's kind of dark.
Was that on the roof?
They're on the chopper, remember? Yeah. And they're trying to snipe.
We're going to need some new FBI guys.
Well, and I forgot how corny it was when he's yelling. He's like, this ceiling's rigged to blow. This ceiling, everyone needs to get down. And no one's doing anything. So he just starts shooting the gun over their heads. Mm-hmm. So then the guy from the Goonies goes, this is just like Saigon, and he's trying to shoot him out of the helicopter. Then the helicopter crashes, and they all just blow up. And you're like, these guys are jerks, but they're like federal agents. And you're just like, then we kill them. Then everyone's gonna be really excited when these guys get blown up in a fiery death.
Being a jerk is used as such a thin justification for so many things in movies. Where it's just like, oh, this person's a minor character. Like if you like some chick. Like, if the main character likes some girl who has a boyfriend, the boyfriend always, like, beats her or, like, kicks dogs or is, like, the worst person ever.
Or both.
Or like, he just mails a single piece of trash.
What?
Or anthrax.
In, like, you know, the mailbox? You don't ever do that? When you got, like, a soda cup or something?
Oh, right.
You open
the
mailbox and you just put
trash in there.
That's hot. Mm.
I have never done that in my life.
Really?
I could see that as a scene, though, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
It's my life, man.
I saw this random tweet the other day that made me laugh so hard. It just said, I just stole Ja Rule's mailbox. It says Ja Rule on it.
I don't think any cop would ever turn in their badge and gun because they would have already pawned that shit for coke money.
Yeah, turning the badge and gun over.
It's like, all right, you can have the badge. That won't kill anyone. I'm keeping the gun.
I also like I like the innocuous observation that turns into like a really deep backstory, which
Chekhov's gun type thing.
No, I was watching The Town the other day, and like the corniest. The Town is really good, but also really corny.
You gotta put
putting this whole fucking town in my rear view.
I think it was Brendan got Frotcast quoted. It was one of you, and it said, "I ain't got a lot of skills, but what I can do is to go to Red Sox games and get ripped shit wasted."
I sent you a fucking orange.
It's
Glounsey.
One of my favorite corny lines, underrated that in The Town, is when they're just sitting at the table and the love interest looks around and she's like, "It's nice out," and she goes, "My brother died on a day like this."
Oh yeah.
So you mean it's the innocuous observation that segues to,
yeah, like where they just tell this story. Really, where someone tells a really revealing story prompted by nothing at all,
right?
That was happening all the time in The Town, where he's just like, "My mother, I put all these pictures up around the neighborhood, Farah. I thought she was coming back." You know, it was just like, I just love that, where they just tell revealing stories for no reason.
Out of nowhere, too. Yeah.
It's kind of, it's closely related to the bad guy who tells you all his plans right when he's about to kill you.
Yeah. It's amazing how far that's come in movie making, because not very long ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I watched Psycho, the original Psycho. And there's, a horrible exposition scene at the end where you know, the guy comes in, like the sheriff or whatever comes in. Like, "What's the meaning of this?" "Well, sheriff, let me tell you exactly what happened." This man believed he was under the influence of his mother. And just completely lays out the whole plot in like a 5-minute epilogue to the movie.
They were all about exposition back in the day. More so than now, even.
Yeah, now you got to dress it up a little bit.
Anybody? All right. I also like the... this was a trope maybe like 5-10 years ago where people couldn't drive anywhere without peeling out. And it would just be like...
still even today.
Like it was just...
It's only a sound effect, but what they do... Anytime a car goes anywhere, there's a full peel out. How often do you ever hear a car fully...
I think it's a thing that sound editors like, because you can't peel out in just any car. Like you can't, you can't peel out.
There's also
in like
never any smoke. When you peel out that aggressively, there's a little bit of the burning of the tires. Yeah. You can't just peel out without anything.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I had a 77 Volvo, and I wanted to be able to peel out, and it's so bad. And I finally figured out that I had to go in reverse and then go really fast. It was a manual. So I had to go in reverse really fast and then drop it into first and floor it. And then I could get a little
bit of
peeling out.
It's so bad for your engine.
No, it's really good for it, actually. Any kids out there with an old manual car,
you couldn't peel out on a manual? You can just rev it up and drop it in reverse?
No, because it was a 4-cylinder and it would just kind of... It would be like, and then I drop the clutch and it just goes,
meow.
I had a manual Volvo as well, station wagon. I think it was a 80 something.
Fact checker says it was 74.
It was definitely not 74. If I pop the clutch, it would sort of peel out for a second. But those aren't exactly monster engines in those things, and they're really heavy. So it takes a little bit to get them going.
How about the hacker that can hack into anything?
Yeah.
Or figure out passwords really quickly.
I just need another 30 seconds. Leave me alone.
Right. I'm going in the back door. I'm trying to drop a worm in. There's always, and they can hack into really bizarre things where it's like, "I'm going to hack into the stoplight and turn it red." Yeah. Like, how do you even do that?
How about guessing someone's password?
Yeah.
Turns out Ben's is always just the name of the thing it's a password for.
That's not true.
Wasn't that a whole subplot in Hackers where it was just like most people's, you know, like someone's password was God because he was like an egomaniac or something?
Dude, you realize that that's fully true. And when they cracked LinkedIn, the way they found out what their hash algorithm was for searching for password. Hashed, right? You guys don't know what hash is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, God. Hashtag? Damn it, Brett.
You got letters, and then you add some shit to them, and then you run them through an algorithm, and you get a bunch of shit out the other end, right?
Do you glocal first?
You glocal the shit out of it. The end result's really hard to break unless you know what you started with and can compare the two, and then you can figure out. So they're just like, well, here's 17.
So it's basically an encryption code. No, that's what it is. It's no different than if you're in fucking World War I and you have a book that says this equals this.
Yeah.
More or less.
I'm so bored.
I just love how in movies...
Anyway, they use the password. There's 100... Half of them are going to be password, and then they use that to... They're like, well, that's the one that's password at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then change your password.
Okay.
On LinkedIn.
In LinkedIn. My password's LinkedIn, too.
LinkedIn 69.
But in movies, they were like, oh, it's the dog's birthday. And they get into some... It's like... It's the most secure thing, and they figure that they can't just guess passwords.
Yeah.
Because, like, nobody's password is really, like, because in all the movies, it's something personal or, like, something that's just lying around in the office. Like, I just watched Watchmen, and it was just that statue we had, the Egyptian thing. And it's like, oh, yeah. That's it. That's got to be it.
Oh, and he's supposed to be the smartest man alive.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
And it's a stupid statue in his office.
It's my name.
But even the fact that you would put that together and be like, I'm just going to type in the statue's name. Boom, you're in. Yeah.
Cipher is the word I was looking for. It's like a substitution cipher.
All right. I also like it when the main character is supposed to be like an outcast, or you're trying to create sympathy for the main character. So you just have people be mean to him for the most ridiculous things that someone would never be mean to you for. Where there's like an ex-military guy and they're like, fuck you, soldier boy. Like, or some, there's like townies that are just mean to a guy because
like,
he's
like
a Marine
Con Air,
or something.
Like the beginning of Con Air.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Yeah. Like Nick Cage comes back. He's a war hero. Like, fuck you, army man.
Baby killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the high school student who's really good at math. He's got impossibly high cheekbones, but he's really good at math. So it's like, you fucking nerd.
Don't forget the paint stain overalls.
Yeah, gets pelted in the head with beer
cans. Or like the psychic kid is always like, he's always an outcast. Because, oh, he's fucking, that kid can see dead people. Fucking fuck that guy.
Well, here's one.
I think in real life, he'd probably be like John Edwards. Everybody would be trying to come up with him.
Right.
What does my grandma want me to do?
Right. Yeah. Also, on the note of like True Blood.
She says you stop touching yourself.
So heavy-handed as far as the civil rights allegory thing.
Which was?
Oh, True Blood. I was talking about earlier how my girlfriend likes True Blood. I've seen two episodes now. I can't stand it. Oh, because it's the same thing where the vampires are so ostracized and... the main character can read people's minds, and everyone like hates her. It's stupid.
Well,
it's a really stupid show. Don't watch it.
Don't worry.
And plus, there's tons of.
So, movie one that always hits me? It's something that's in like Mission Impossible and Fast and the Furious. Is
what are you doing, Vince? Sorry. Seriously, you won't let me eat chips, but you're gonna your microphone.
Pass those tias.
That's really annoying. It happens in Fast and the Furious movies. It happens in Mission Impossible, where all the friends are just sort of waiting around to be called up. So it's like, what are they doing the whole time? And how do they have millions of dollars for the warehouse and all of the equipment that they need to rob whatever they're gonna do?
Hey, Brett, like no day job.
Brett, we've got a special mission. This is Brett. We've got a special mission for you. Just kidding. Answering machine. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, that's Archer.
That's Archer. Yeah.
How about sitting in a room waiting for someone to walk in and then just turning around and being like, "Hello."
Yeah.
The interrogations are always pretty good too.
Yeah.
I also like when there's like the chick who's supposed to be a badass who's like, you know, she's like a 120-pound model, but she can beat everybody up. And you can tell she can beat everybody up because she's just like super, she's just super
really
confident
sassy.
All the time. Yeah,
really
she's just
sassy.
Super sassy. Even in The Dark Knight Rises was actually pretty bad with the Catwoman stuff where she's just like, yeah, whatever. You know, yeah, let's see you try it, big man. Or you know.
My heels have ridges on them there for what she's using for? Cutting something?
I don't know.
Chopping dicks.
Did you guys watch 24?
Yeah,
one season in the middle, and I regretted the whole thing.
The first season was awesome.
I liked the first one was good. The second one was shit. The third and fourth ones were really good. And then after
I watched
terrible.
Them all online where you could just watch like 10 episodes in a row with no commercials. I don't think I would have ever sat through it with commercials. Like,
I definitely
not
watched
back
it all
back.
On DVD.
Yeah.
There were some really good tropes in that. Like Jack Bauer never misses. There's lots of really good interrogation lines. He's always employing some horrible form of torture where he's like shocking some guy's nipples that are hooked up to a car battery to try to get some sort of information. It's always like the funniest information, like, what are the detonator codes? You know, some guy who's working at a bodega 20 minutes ago. Yeah. Tell me the detonator codes. I need the codes.
All right, here's a good one. I always like when the character is running from a plane and the plane is shooting at them, but they always strafe. Like they strafe like in a train track to where the bullets just go along either side of them and they like crouch down and then the bullets go on either side and the plane passes
by. They continue to run with bullets on either side of them. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
That's a pretty common one.
Yeah, when there's planes strafing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like this segment.
But Brett, be honest. Have you ever liked a segment?
No.
What's up with people in movies always... falling in love.
Fuck, I know, dude.
What's the deal with that?
That doesn't happen.
I've never had that. I've never seen that. It's
not
ridiculous.
Realistic. It's just not. In this day and age, I mean, come on.
Hand job, maybe.
People learning lessons and growing.
I saw a movie once where a dude got married.
What?
Yeah.
Like for real?
Like to a woman.
Was that Peggy Sue got married?
Yeah.
Was exactly that the dude's
that
name, Peggy Sue?
Peggy Sue.
So is that the same dude from that song?
Buddy Holly?
No. Yeah.
No, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly's trying to tell me something.
No, the boy named Peggy Sue.
Oh, yeah.
Man, shut up, Vince.
Buddy Holly.
No.
That Weezer song.
No, I liked it when we left it at Buddy
right.
Holly.
Well, Vince, you wanted to ask Allison some...
No,
some,
it's done now. Brett doesn't like segments. We're done.
You had something on your mind.
No, I didn't. That was good.
Brett
did
doesn't
it.
Like segments.
Yeah.
Namely, the thorax, the abdomen. I know you could get a laugh out of Brett with that one. Science humor.
Stupid bugs, they don't even know.
Stupid idiot bugs. We did get a couple emails then.
Wait, I got a song for you guys.
Selling is service. And service is selling. Service is selling. And selling is service.
The fuck is this?
I'm selling to the customers to make them feel all right.
I'm buying all these products with oh so much delight.
I can help you find anything you could possibly want.
Such ostentatious goodies that I can flaunt.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Service is selling.
And selling is service.
Can we all at least agree that we're glad that...
Did your company do that?
I made that. Okay. Can we at least all agree that what old white people rapping has at least mostly ended?
Ah, you would think.
What? We have new ones?
Well, it's always the uncool people that foist the old white people rapping on us.
But like,
so we got a few more years.
What
of
we
it.
Just heard was the super bad rapping.
Yes.
That, and I feel like that is mostly ended because I don't know. I remember more commercials and even maybe politicians and different doing really, really, really bad, awful. Cringe rap
it
sort
still
of
happens
stuff.
Way too frequently.
My name's Dukakis and I'm here to say.
I was just going to say, if that went on for 2 minutes longer, someone would have had to say who they are and why they're there.
It always starts with I'm here to say.
I love standing in tanks in a major way.
Have you ever thought about running for office?
That's a really obscure reference.
Thank you.
There's going to be only 3% of our listeners that know what the fuck we're talking about with that.
Right.
But, it's a lot of I'm here to say, major way, and then just awfully putting words together.
There was now it's the Call Me Maybe dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's still better than the old white people rapping. It just is.
Slightly.
It just is.
Yeah.
Well, it's because rap has changed.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Not as many old white
dudes. The pants are a lot tighter now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
Faster
go,
now.
It's a lot more auto-tune.
And they go skinny jeans
now. I feel
now.
Like Jay-Z, yeah.
What's your that called? That's called tight. Something. Like prep hop or something like that?
I don't know.
Right?
Your pants too tight. All right.
Like, Jay-Z's okay, but I think at this point people are start treating Jay-Z like he's Jesus.
It's oh, he's not?
Little, no, he's not Jesus. He's Hov!
What is that?
That's the oh god, you guys are so lame.
That's the rock.
That's the rock.
That's the rock. He's doing the Rockefeller symbol, which works really well for audio.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that like a little triangle?
Shut up, man.
It's a diamond, actually.
It's a diamond. It's a diamond.
There's like that Budweiser commercial where it's just like big long Jay-Z voiceover where it's seriously like it could be Abraham Lincoln, but it's Jay-Z.
Similar.
I'd vote for Jay-Z as Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Which I think is an elected position now because some sort of vampire hunter had it for a while.
Now it's Daniel Day-Lewis. There's term
what?
Limits.
What?
Yeah, the vampire guy didn't win a second term.
He lost to Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln.
Everyone would lose to Daniel Day-Lewis except for Jay-Z.
They elected Bill the Butcher
That's true.
To be the new vampire hunter.
They should make them dress up. Like old school politicians.
Who?
Rappers?
Who should make
black people? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. The politicians.
Oh, okay.
Politicians should either wear powdered wigs or big top hats.
I think they still do that in England, don't they?
They wear the powdered wigs too.
They wear the powdered wigs still?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? We still got to buy those.
I have one.
I believe I've told this story on the broadcast before. One of the coolest things my parents do is I came over one time and they were watching Questions for the Prime Minister. And they were getting such a kick out of it. And it's,
well, because they go at the Prime Minister.
Yeah, I mean, they don't hold any
Sir,
punches.
Could the minister please explain to why his mother is a cunt?
Well, they're never that over the top. And that's what's so funny about it is they're all, you know, they all went to Eton or something like that. So they're all really intelligent and they're really good at sort of getting the digs in.
Oh, yeah, they just needle each other.
Yeah. Without outright calling someone a cunt.
They get pretty close to outright calling each other cunts. They get really close.
Why is your mother's vagina sad?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
I don't have anything to add.
No?
To that.
You guys want
to
hear farting in the hood?
Yeah.
This seemed like it was right up Brendan's alley because these guys took a fart machine like into the hood and were just like walking up to people and farting in their face.
Well, the chain went something like this, where Vince said, "Hey, I think this is specially designed." It was on the chain was me, Vince, and Justin Halpern, friend of the Frotcast. And Halpern wrote back saying, "I showed this to everyone, and then realized that I probably look like a total racist." And I said, "I don't think it's racist at all, and in fact, it makes me want to hang out with white people less. Like, I want to hang out with those dudes in the hood. They seem really fucking cool."
They sure do. Here, come on, YouTube. Get your shit together. I hate when it does this.
So, it's the saddest of YouTubes.
Really?
Really, YouTube?
That's better. Thank you.
Or maybe this would be better.
No, that's not better.
No.
That's worse. Brendan, that's a lot worse.
Seems appropriate for Vince.
And we decided to take his pooter to the hood.
Yep.
Come on, now what the f*** you sitting up here farting for, motherfucker? How come you can't get the f*** up? Whoa, now you trying to be nasty. Really that's nasty and f***ing over there. You are rude, motherfucker, because you around back.
But how can you say I'm rude if you're going to cuss at me like that?
Because you're an ignorant motherfucker. You going to sit up there and fart.
That was pretty awesome.
She has a pretty good point.
She does. That's why like everybody's so straightforward.
So you farting on me, motherfucker?
Excuse me? You farted in my face, bro.
What's that?
You farted in my face.
No, it wasn't me. Was that you?
Excuse you.
I'm sorry?
You said yes.
It's a block that way.
Stop that, man.
What?
Back up. You keep farting.
That wasn't me.
It is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me like the farters less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the hood more.
The farties more.
I would like to see them do that, like, in the marina to see if people would react as overtly.
No one
overtly.
Would react. Yeah, no one would say anything.
No one would react. Yeah. That's why I was saying it's
that's
not racist at all.
Think.
What you want to get is the footage after that person leaves.
Right.
And then everyone else is talking.
Oh, my God, Betsy.
Did you see that guy farted?
Chrissy, did you hear that? Oh, my God.
He's, like, fat or something.
I heard bodily functions are the devil.
Be like me. They just moved to a different seat in the coffee shop.
Yeah. But you're the one farting.
He kept butt sniffling.
That's rude, motherfucker. You fought in my face. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just going to loudly fart on people? You're going to get yelled at.
I respect that they...
Yeah.
They don't like to be farted on.
No.
They're honest about it. Do you ever fart at movies, Austin?
Loudly?
either way.
No,
Important distinction.
I fart all the time, always.
Do you plan on farting at work?
That was like a Christopher Walken
impression. Do I plan on it?
Impression.
I fart all the time.
Always.
I fart all the time.
You were definitely reading that line off. You're reading that line off cue cards. I fought all the time, always.
I don't remember what movie it was, but it was just my brother and I, and we were at the movies, and I was just silent farting the whole movie. And I could smell, but no one reacted at all. So I just seemed like, all right, maybe just going straight into my nostril and then into the movie theater.
Yeah.
And at the end. We were just like, oh, that was good. I don't remember what movie it was. That was good. But someone was farting the whole movie. It's like, oh, my bad, buddy.
Whoops.
Whoopsies.
I told you how Joe would do the thing where we'd be hanging out and we'd go to, like, Tower Records or something, and he'd see someone at the magazine rack, and he would just, like, walk up to him and, like, pause like he was reading over their shoulder for a second and then cut the loudest fart and then just walk, walk somewhere else.
That's great.
I bet you did not enjoy that at all.
Not at all. No.
You weren't rolling
no.
back and yeah. forth on the ground? No.
Man, Tower Records was awesome.
It really was.
Yeah. I used to work there in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could just go there and hang out for hours.
Had some of my best farts there.
Did anyone ever confront Joe over the farting?
No.
No?
He would usually do it to Asian people.
That's classic Joe.
That's a good mag.
They're reading some fetish magazine. There's a stiletto going up some guy's dick hole.
Or ferret fancy.
Fancy. Oh. Or fancy ferret.
Not a thing.
Mm.
Not a
no,
thing.
It is. It is.
Yeah. No.
Ferret
not.
Fancy is for people
Fact-checker
who fancy
says,
ferret.
Shut up.
Fancy ferret is for people too, who like to fancy up their parrot with top hats and sweaters.
Parrot?
Ferret.
Ferret or parrot?
No, I said ferret.
You said parrot. Fact checker.
Same thing.
All right. Well, I did want to at least get, we won't read the whole email, but there's one I really liked. It was Frotcast in the Classroom. Did you guys read this one?
Oh. Yeah, that was a good one.
It was a good one. So I won't read the whole thing. It's a little long, but hey there, fellas. I recently finished teaching English comp classes at a Big Ten university. Being a youngish lady, there was usually a male undergrad every quarter who liked to see if he could take advantage of my inherently weak feminine nature and become the boss of the class. While a bit of good-humored public shaming usually took care of this problem, there's a particular student, let's call him Alex, who was a special kind of asshat, for reals. He was consistently muttering a shit ton of sassy comments, rolling his eyes, stuff like that. So my students were supposed to be working in small groups. Alex was actively trying to foment classroom rebellion, as he was wont to do. So I came over to his group, trying to get him back on task. I spoke to them briefly, and everything seemed fine. But I was walking away, I heard Alex stage whisper,
"Suck my jeans."
Loud enough that a number of people in the class heard it. I, being the mature adult that I am, turned to him and said, "Alex, I served with the human giant. I knew the human giant. The human giant was a friend of mine. Alex, you are no human giant." I'm pretty darn sure that neither he nor anyone else in the class got the Benston Quail reference, but he definitely picked up on all the fraudage of it all. The result? Alex was a smidge less of a little SOB for the rest of the quarter. The Fratcast. making undergrad English comp classes 5 to 7% less douchey. Thanks, boys.
All right.
If that's true, that's the best thing ever.
Yeah, that was a great email. Olive, yeah. If you are still in the Big Ten region, you should come to the live broadcast.
Yeah, that's within.
Yeah, exactly.
He pointed to his crotch when he said Big Ten region.
Yeah, Big Ten region. we'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, that deserves a beer. Maybe definitely. A couple beers. Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just today. That's why, yeah. I didn't,
yeah.
That's why I didn't see that yet. Yeah. A good story, huh?
Yeah. Mm. there's one more. This is from Seth Tim Mike, and it's titled Pea Pancake. Did you guys see this one?
Oh, I saw that one. That's a good idea. Yeah. Carry on.
This is from Seth, and he says, I'm sitting on the shitter about to indulge in some hot monkey scoop action. Anyways, I've been listening to all the old Frogcasts again, starting with number one. Got an episode 16 or 17. It's the first email from Mike Tim. Needless to say, I was weeping tears of joy when I heard the name. Tim Mike's email was asking for some pranks to pull on annoying theater kids. So I thought I'd chime in 2 years late with my suggestion. My friend once told me about the pea pancake that apparently had some jerk-off sweetmate during one of his years at college. So to get back at him for whatever he did, he peed into a Ziploc bag and laid it flat in the freezer. Once it was good and frozen, they waited for him to go to class, took the frozen pea out of the bag, and slipped it under the door. He never told me how it ended, as he was only explaining the concept of the pea pancake to me, but I'm sure he wasn't too thrilled with a puddle of pee-pee stained rug. Tell Brendan I'm sorry it wasn't a poop pancake. And then he did follow up with an email.
He wrote a follow-up email.
Immediately after that said, now that I've typed poop pancake in my previous email, I couldn't stop thinking about the same trick done with poop. I imagine taking a dump on some saran wrap, putting more saran wrap on top and pounding it out like a chicken cutlet, like when you make chicken parm. Damn you, Hell's Kitchen. Just for pounding this shit with a hammer for like 5 minutes, getting it the perfect thickness, getting all the kernels smoothed out and even, then freezing it, then sliding it under someone's door. If I knew what Brendan looked like, I would imagine him pounding the poop like in a fancy kitchen wearing a chef's hat, taking it so seriously like Gordon Ramsay, talking about how simple and rustic it is.
Yep. It's raw!
But I like both of those.
Yeah.
But the pea one's really good.
Yeah.
Speaking of monkey scoops, I've gotten a couple of emails from really, really angry listeners that have done the dirty dip during the monkey scoop.
Directly to you?
It's to the broadcast. You guys don't read my emails?
No.
I don't understand how you do that. Like, you have to reach way down to dip your...
They were both international, so I think maybe everyone else is a lot higher water in the toilets. But, yeah.
Okay,
no, low power.
Allison seems confused.
Low power on the downstroke, kids.
So,
low power.
So a monkey scoop is from the front.
All right, we have a great debate over how people wipe their butts.
To wipe your butt.
Yeah. And me and Brett are advocates of the monkey scoop, which is where you lift
your balls.
You lift your balls and you do it from the front.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Without standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of dudes think that it's somehow feminine to not get up off the toilet and reach behind you.
But you get up off the toilet and you're like rubbing the poop all over
the
place.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get up off the toilet. You just lean to one side.
And then Ben's got this whole side saddle thing.
Argument.
Yeah.
Side saddle.
I argued this till we're blue in the face.
Red in the butt.
Brown in the butt.
We would have dirty butts and red faces. just saying. Well.
Okay, well, now I'm caught up. Sorry.
Well, so that's so. What do you think?
Oh.
What are the ladies doing? Give us a feminine perspective.
I don't know if I'm doing it right, but
I've actually been thinking this for years.
I don't even wipe. I just kind of let it figure itself out.
We cake dry. Just let it cake dry, and then I chip it
and
off.
Then I peel.
Yeah, let it peel. Like. If you have a cast iron cookware, you know you don't want to use
season it.
You got to season it. You don't want to let it. You don't want to use soap on there.
And then it just slides right off once you get that initial.
That's right. Yeah, once you get the coating and grease on there, gotta let it build up.
Mm. Mm.
So we get a lot of emails about the different types.
Surprising amount of emails.
that's most of the emails.
I think I do a feminine version of monkey scooping. I think. I just don't have to touch my balls.
True, true. You just basically just clear the labes out the way.
Well, it doesn't go that.
You just side, you're not pulling up. You're pushing to the side.
You pin them to the side like with a clothespin, right? You just you take a clothespin and you pin them to the toilet seat. And that way, they're just out of the way. Like when you used to get a bowl cut. With the
or a cute little beret.
Yeah. Labia beret.
That's like the fifth Raspberry Beret sing song we've done.
Labia beret is pretty good.
I think we got something there.
But like, what would you call it if, because I don't, I guess maybe there's no like motion. It's more like just like. Like, it goes right in there, and then it goes out.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like...
Yeah, there's not a huge amount of lateral motion. You're doing right. Very brief. You can mm-hmm. use less toilet paper, I feel like, than when I've tried to do the side thing.
Yeah, first,
I understand
first
their...
step, do no harm. Yeah. That's the first objective.
Yeah. I understand their muscular confusion, because I've tried to do Ben's side saddle and almost fallen the fuck off the toilet.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't. I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
It's strange to
it's
me.
New.
Yeah, it messes with your inner ear function.
It does. I almost threw up just from
you get really dizzy, right?
Being so off balance, just vomited on my balls.
Yeah, it's confusing the first couple times.
Scary.
You do it.
Scary.
Yeah. I was so scared.
But yeah, go light, and for some reason they're all pushing too hard down. That's not the. I mean, if anything, pull out. Quickly.
And if you're a girl, you can't wipe from back to front, right? Because then you get poop in your vag, and then you get a bladder infection.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't think that's how
those two things are connected.
I don't think if they like spread it up into the front.
Well, you have to be careful not to.
Okay. Well, let's get a woman's perspective on that.
Yeah. Okay. when I poop, it's never like that. Much, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Oh yeah. It's
you know.
Feminine,
try
little.
Being a dude for a day.
Like a lot of little pieces.
Little deer pellets.
It's like little
deer
just
pellets.
Little pebbles that just kind of
ding 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 ding.
They fall right out. They fall right out.
I don't know, it's weird. They're always
sounds
smiling.
Sounds like one big
really
of the slot
strange.
Machines.
Yeah, it's like the payphone, and then you get the change back when you
yeah
complete the
yeah.
call. That's yeah. how you.
I poop dimes, basically. And it's just like, it's not really that much of a problem if you're
you
going.
Mean like they're tens? Like they're that beautiful? Like fatties, rhymes, and dimes.
People,
no, gonna,
people
know,
in the
I'm
other stall just doing the clap.
A picture of my poop and show it
yeah.
to you guys.
These are straight dimes,
so
yeah.
Know what I'm talking
this
about.
Is a real story. So I shared a hotel room with Vince recently, and he took a little while in the restroom, and then he came out and brought his magazine back out, and then he took his phone and went in there, and I didn't hear a flush. And then he comes back out looking at his camera very proud, or his phone, very, very, very proud. I said, did you just take a picture of that? He said, yeah. A couple of us send pictures of our poops to each other.
It's like a good joke to send you a picture of your poop to somebody.
But what made this
never
one
gets
so
old
special?
For me.
Yeah, well, what was up with it?
I'm not sure about that particular
poop. That was the San Diego poop. You were really proud about that one.
I wish I could remember.
Is it usually length? Is it volume?
It could be either.
Both, even.
Yeah.
Remember
length,
when the, remember
shape,
when the, where usually, it landed.
I'm usually
color.
Really, I'm usually really happy where I poop so much on top of each other that it makes an island.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good. Poop island is always very, very good.
I think that one might have just been where it was like it looked like a whole sewage tank had exploded in there because it was like all loose. So it was just like a just
I,
had like,
I mean, that's not special though.
Just had like
that
a one
all the time.
Like a 1-inch layer of like wet brown poop covering the whole thing. Or it was like unbroken. It was like an unbroken brown sheet, you know, sort of thing.
Like you're just waiting for a swamp monster to come pop yeah, out of yeah. it.
You pooped horizontally.
Yeah, basically, it was like sheeting rain, you know, but. Sort of like
remember
that.
When the fart doctor told Vince he was special because he had methane in his poop?
Yeah. That was his best day of
you're not
life.
Special.
What?
I don't remember that.
Why? Because I can light my farts?
No, because you're...
An anal fissure.
Your poop floats and your farts light.
Oh. But no... Oh.
10%, dog. Don't you remember? We did this like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. I was probably drunk then.
All right. Well, I think this one's run its course.
That seemed like a natural ending point.
But remember, check out Kickstarter. We're coming to Chicago. Vince will post the shit out of it.
I got to wear a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, in the video. We had fun making the short little video
yeah,
beforehand.
Video.
If you're in the area, we would love to see you in person. If you're not in the area, there's opportunities to get some Frotcast stuff or just help support us with a snow level download.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Snow level.
Brom.
But that's going to be – we'll talk about it every week, but it'll be November 3rd and 4th at University of Chicago. Doc Films is who's helping us out. Evan at Doc Films.
And if you want to do the snow level, get in early so we drop your stupid name all over the place more often, right?
Yeah, there's a couple sponsorship things.
As we get that.
If you want something to do with it, you can pay us money and then you'll be part of it.
We'll say your names.
Or names or company or products or whatever.
We'll
but if you know Evan,
it's be really gratifying.
If you know Evan at Doc Films, high five that dude because that's the reason we're coming out there. So, anyway, Brendan. Well, what? First of all, Allison, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. It was fun.
And any Twitters or anything or?
Yeah, you can always follow me on Twitter.
What are we up to? How many followers we got?
Not 770, I think.
770
like
is a lot.
Nah. I got
how many?
I got
hold on,
SF
how many do you follow?
From,
how many do you follow?
I follow like 250, something okay. like that. So yeah, it's pretty good.
I saw one dude today that follows 60,000, and it melted my brain.
So what?
He like has 100,000 followers. Stupid! He got in some Twitter thing with the Kansas City Chiefs, but he has 100,000 followers. Yeah. But he follows 60,000 plus people.
Holy crap!
I don't even know what how you
I can't
do
handle that.
That
many.
Do that
people.
Many people follow you back? Is there that good of a percentage of?
Hallelujah, follow back? I don't know. I don't know.
YOLO.
Yeah. Anyway, that's 770 is a good number.
YOLO.
Yeah.
It's higher. It's higher. I have like 256.
Hey, follow Allison. YOLO.
YOLO.
At YOLO.
Follow me.
Oh,
I'll
fuck. I forgot
back.
To get to that story. That was a really good story.
Oh, go. Proceed.
The
is it a YOLO related story?
It's very.
Do you have the story queued up?
I do. I do.
It's directly
I do.
YOLO related.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Did you post it?
Yeah, I did. I got yeah. Aaron McInnes, or so-called rapper Jules, that's Jew apostrophe E-L-Z, Jewels.
So is with a J-E-W?
Yeah.
Is he Jewish?
I don't believe so.
Does he look Jewish?
He looks black. He
looks, likely not
could
a
be
Jew,
Whoopi,
but you never know.
Related to Whoopi or
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, or Lenny Kravitz. Irvin McInnes.
The two black Jews.
Those are the two.
One of them isn't even Jewish.
What, isn't Rod Carew?
All right, he converted.
Yeah. Irvin McInnes, or SoCal rapper Jules, tweets YOLO before dying in suspected DUI crash.
Really?
A young Southern California rapper who went by the names of Jules and Inky has been identified as one of five men in their early 20s who died in a suspected drunk driving crash on Labor Day weekend. The San Bernardino Sun reports that Irwin McInnes, 21, tweeted the ironic and foreshadowing phrase YOLO, or you only live once, popularized by Canadian rapper Drake, just before he and his friends died in what police believe to be an alcohol-related accident on Sunday, September 2nd. Quote, drunk AF going 120 drifting corners, hashtag fuck it YOLO, wrote McInnes just 20 minutes before the fiery 1:40 a.m. crash. The vehicle, a 2005 Nissan Sentra, was reportedly being driven by 21-year-old Jonathan Watson, another young rapper who affiliates with Ontario rap crew Fly Riders on his Facebook profile. The other.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. You're part of their like circle.
Weren't riding that fly. Brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's a sad story.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
Yeah. Aw.
No.
But I mean, you know.
YOLO. It's YOLO.
He got it right, though. YOLO.
It's true. He was.
He, that's the downside.
The most ironic thing would be if he came back to life.
Oh,
right. He's got a
shit.
Point.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
YOLOT. You only live twice.
You still have the other O in there.
Oh.
What if he came back?
YOLT. YOLT.
YOLT.
YOLT.
That's my. YOLOT.
Can we start YOLT? Hashtag YOLT.
No.
What if he came back as a YOLOGram?
You need to instantly cancel your comedy career.
You're innovating outside the dominant
You need to retire. You should
box.
Announce your retirement from comedy.
Should I just drop the mic right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
YOLT.
YOLT.
Hashtag YOLT. You only live twice.
How do we follow you on the internets?
Just about glad all one big.
What is that?
Just
what is
about
that?
What?
Is that it?
It's an Elvis Costello song, okay. I guess. I don't know why it's
every
my
day,
handle.
Every day she writes the book.
Just yeah. about Glad, G L A D.
I write the book.
Every day
I write the book.
Every day I write the book.
Every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Every day I write.
Every day I write the book.
It's at every day I write the book.
All right.
But it's not.
But it's twice. At every day I read the book. Every day I read the book.
Yeah. Writes the book.
Hashtag guilt.
You don't write
hashtag
a book.
Hashtag guilt.
Oh, you have no fucking
you can't.
Clue, do you?
You can't if you only live once.
No, but if you live,
Yolot.
No, Yolt. Yolot. Yolt.
Every day I read the book.
Every day I write the book.
No, he drifts Tokyo style around the corners.
Every day he drifts the book.
That oh, too. Brandon, for the love of God.
He rides the book backwards like A.C. Slater. just trying to look all cool. Just sitting on it all wrong.
Brendan, kill me.
All right. Let's kill this podcast.
Yeah, we will.
If that's okay with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Put it out of its misery.
Allison, Jesus. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. So the Kickstarter's up and live. Please donate. We will give lots of nice treats for those who
Kickstarter fraud.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Kickstarter my fraud. I hope it never stops.
Yeah, exactly. They said we did all of this to fraud.
All right. That's probably Motley Crue's best song, though,
oh,
to be honest.
By far. Fratcast@gmail.com.
That's true.
Fratcast@gmail.com. Vince, what's the Google voice number?
375-275-0030.
All right.
Do you still get calls?
Yeah, we do.
That's
we just never listen.
We don't get to them a lot, but we get them.
And by a lot, you mean never, but that's cool.
We'll play one at the end here. We do that now. It's fun. Because they're mean.
All right.
It's usually people criticizing us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like phone calls from your mom.
I all wish right. you were a lawyer.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Until next week, good night and good chins.
Hey guys, it's Jim. You guys have now played like two of my voicemails, which is like really cool. I mean, it gives me a lot of, you know, like a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to that one.